Quiet the room. Shh. We just point out Senator Runner came into the room and a hush came over the crowd. So we'll ask the clerk to call the roll and establish a quorum, which I believe we have. So let's take advantage of it while we have it.
Simidian?
Here.
Runner?
Here.
Chesbro? Cox?
Here.
Escutia? Kuehl? Lowenthal?
Here.
Four.
All right. Thank you. A quorum has been established. I know the other members are being advised that the meeting is in session. And we want to welcome Assemblymember Ariner to the rear end. There will be another committee here. Actually, we're having a serial committee meetings today. All right. So thank you. We have SB 354 with Senator Escutia, who has not yet joined us. And we have SB 475. Senator Runner, would you like to present, or would you like a minute? Consent. Okay. Good for you. And Mr. Laird's bill will be put over. That leaves us with Senator Escutia's bill 354, Senator, and the Simidian bill, Senate Bill 497. Shall I present?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, that's, you know, you take what you can get.
Okay, we are at SB 497.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate Bill 497 is an unopposed measure which enacts standards to reduce the spread of invasive species from ballast water discharges from ships. I want to call to your attention that when this bill was unanimously voted out of the committee in January, it was simply a technical cleanup measure to deal with language in our ship pollution discharge bill, which I carried last year. However, this spring, the California State Lands Commission released a report in which it determined the most protective and achievable standards necessary to slow the rate of invasive species dispersion through ballast water discharges. So following the release of that report, we amended Senate Bill 497 in the Assembly to add language that enacts the ballast water performance standards recommended within the report. I'd be happy to discuss the issue of invasive species and those measures in great detail, but I'm guessing that you would, thank you, prefer that
motion
I not.
Bill.
And so I would just point out the bill now has just two parts, the cleanup legislation for the previous measure, which is still there, and then the measures to reduce the spread of invasive species. Thanks to all the parties who worked in good faith. As far as I know, there is no opposition to the bill at this point, and I very much appreciate the participation of stakeholders in that process.
Thank you. Testimony?
I have a question to the gentleman.
Yes.
I'm interested to know the standards, the performance standards that this bill creates. It doesn't appear to me that there are any here, and yet we're in the process of, you're asking us to in fact pass this out without any specificity relative to performance standards.
The standards are referenced in the bill by way of reference to the report that was released, Senator Cox, and so the report is a matter of public record. What the bill does in three parts and what those standards involve is it implements the performance standards in accordance with a schedule that is recommended by the State Lands Commission reports. New smaller vessels would need to comply starting in 2009, with older and larger vessels phasing in all the way until 2016. Again, all this is consistent with the recommendations in the report. And then it implements the final standard of zero detectable levels of invasive species discharged from ballast water by 2020. And I think Mark Holmes is here from the State Lands Commission Advisory Committee. No? Okay. Then perhaps there are others who can speak to the issue.
Wendy Ritterbush with the Association of California Water Agencies. Just wanted to thank Senator Simidian and his staff for working very hard on this bill, bringing a great deal of disparate groups together. I can't remember the last time we were on the same side as the Baykeeper. So just wanted to say that for the record. We think this is a good bill. It's moving forward, and we'd like to see it passed today.
Kathy Cole with the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. We think that this bill certainly addresses reliability of water supplies, protection of native fauna, which is important, and we feel that the standards in 497 are certainly justified and urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Are there testimony in favor? Testimony in opposition? Questions from the members? Would you like to close, sir?
Ask for an aye vote.
Okay, please call the roll.
Oops.
Yes, it was.
Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Runner.
No.
Runner, no. Chesbro. Cox.
No.
Cox, no. Escudia. Kuehl. Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. 3-2.
Thank you very much. I believe that bill is on call, Mr. Chairman.
That bill would be on call, yes.
Thank you.
Are we looking for Martha? Because she actually has a bill up, too, and she needs to, and committee, right?
Sure.
Okay. She's probably still partying.
Do we know the whereabouts of Senator Escucha at this point, who is our only remaining author, I believe? Thank you very much. I was going to say, we could remove Senator Runner's bill from the consent calendar and ask him to present, but I suspect that would not be well received. How about just we vote on the consent calendar then? Do we have a motion on the consent calendar? Senator Runner has a bill on the consent calendar, Senate Bill 475.
Isn't it a conflict of interest to move a consent calendar?
And once again, we're going to the dogs quickly here. 2928 will not be presented. I understand the author is
still working
on the bill. So we still have 3 days. There you go. Motion on the consent calendar. Call the roll, please.
Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. Chesbro. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Scuccia. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Five yes, I'm sorry.
5-0. Consent calendar is approved, but we will hold the roll open for absent members to add on if they wish. And we're still going to wait for Senator Escucha, if folks can hang in for just another moment or two.
Yeah, we could do that.
Want to go ahead and put the Escucha bill on a consent?
Do we have any process issues about that at this point?
Okay.
Then I hate to do it quite this formally, but could I ask someone to move that we reconsider the consent calendar since... That's all right. Senator Escucha, hang in there with me for just a moment. Motion to reconsider the consent calendar. Call the roll. Motion to reconsider.
Oh, motion to reconsider. Okay.
My sponsors are getting real nervous.
Okay. Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Renner.
Aye.
Runter, aye. Chesbro. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Escucha.
Aye.
Escucha, aye. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. That is 6.
Okay. Motion to reconsider has been granted. Do I have a motion to add SB 354 to the consent calendar now that the consent calendar is back before the committee?
So moved.
Motion by Runner. Call the roll.
On the consent calendar?
On the motion to add SB 354 to the consent calendar. Quickly.
Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. Chesbro. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Scuccia. Scuccia, aye. Kuehl. Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal. Lowenthal, aye.
Thank you. The consent calendar now has two items on it, SB 354 and SB 475. Motion by Kuehl to approve the consent calendar as amended. Please call the roll.
Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. Chesbro. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Scuccia.
Aye.
Scuccia, aye. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. 6-0.
Senator, before you run away, consent calendar has been approved, including those two items. We have one bill on call, Senate Bill 497 by Semidion. Call the absent members, please.
Chesbro, Escucha, Escucha, aye. That's 4-2.
4-2. That bill is out. Ordinarily, we would hold the roll open for absent members, but because we have a list of groups who are waiting in line, I think we'll simply say... that bill is out, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.